Stock, who is a songwriter and also a poet, and also co-hosting tonight. Please welcome Betsy Binstock.
I love that song of John's. The poem that I'm going to read is also founded on childhood memories, just as John's song was. My father was one of eight kids. Four of them stayed in Texas, and the other four moved to the New York City area. And Aunt Mary, who was the oldest of the crew, had us all, or as many as she could gather, to Thanksgiving dinner and Christmas dinner. So this is Thanksgiving in New York City. And Aunt Mary, by the way, lived about a couple of blocks away from the Museum Metropolitan Museum of Art. The elevator is elegant and small. Its operator, wearing shiny buttons on his uniform, watches as we run to ring the bell. Quickly, the door swings open and Thanksgiving smells spell out. Turkey, stuffing, onions, and secret special things. Aunt Mary's apartment overflows with uncles and aunts and lots of cousins. We're all dressed up in bright new clothes, velvets, laces, stiff white shirts. The grown-ups sit around and look polite while we creep in and out of tempting dining doors, listening to our stomachs growl. At last, the dinner moment comes, and we sniff our hunger to the feast. All the parents clump together at a great long table spread with Aunt Mary's prettiest linen cloth. We share a smaller place, off to one side, but near the silver platters on a sideboard loaded down with autumn's russets, oranges, greens. And when we've had so much to eat that we can't ever move again, the special moment comes. Plum pudding with a crown of dancing pale blue light which hovers in the air and then evaporates. Later, when the grown-ups gather to sip their coffee in the living room, sharing the latest family talk, the young ones sneak away into a dark and secret bedroom hall with all the lights turned off to chase and shriek and tag and laugh until our sides wear out. When we get grown up, they all say that we can stay to drink the evening's eggnog from a great big crystal bowl, creamy white with nutmeg sprinkled on the top. But will that ever be such fun as chasing up and down the hall and shrieking in the dark?
Thank you, Betsy. And Betsy will be featuring here in June. Let's give her one more big hand. Betsy Binstock.